the home games would have been there for the entertainment, the lighthearted entertainment for the kids and those little games. And I suppose, yeah, when we mentioned hazelnuts, hazelnut was very important. And still today, yeah, we have these hazelnuts coming in. And I always tell people, you know, when they're munching on their hazelnuts, they're doing something. Our hunter-gatherer ancestors did this exact same thing. Such importance was on the hazelnut that it came unlawful to cut down a hazel tree. It's the second in rank to the mighty oak. It's an amazing story of the hazel. It's a building material, very nutritious, easily roasted and stored. And incidentally, it's the best dating matter for ancient campsites. You have the hazel with the divining rod, finding water. It's their prize. I was talking to a Belgian lady recently, and she was doing it up in Greenland Fort. And she was doing it with a locket and chain, but she also, she's telling me, she has her hazel rod. So, yeah, but I'd always like to think there that when munching on the hazels, you're doing a store of hazels, put it in a bag, you're actually doing something 10,000 years old. And here's a wee tip for anyone who's interested. We in Ireland, we have a lovely chocolate called Cadbury's Whole Nut. There is nothing in this world as sweet as a whole nut coming out of Cadbury's chocolate. Now, it's not the chocolate that makes it sweet. It's the freshness of the hazelnut. And if you were the nuts that we buy in the shop now for the season, they're perhaps a year old. The nuts used in Cadbury's are recently harvested. So my tip on harvesting hazelnuts. It's kind of late now. You won't get them on the tree, I don't think, but we're pretty far north and they're already gone. You could get lucky and find them in the undergrowth. The squirrels haven't got them or the mice haven't stored them. But when you pick the hazelnut, leave it on the windowsill. Get your handful of fresh off the tree hazelnut, leave them on the windowsill. Let them dry for a day, not any longer. And when you crack those open, it's so sweet that you won't eat one out of the shop yet. Got that one there. The from a herbalist friend, what she used to do is go and a half an hour on top of a radiator. All you're doing is drying out the moisture to get that crack when it opens. And it is really very sweet.